Time to talk Red Sox as we're joined on the telephone by Jen McCaffrey of The Athletic. Jen, good afternoon to you.
How you doing?
I'm doing great. What an outstanding weekend for the Red Sox. It took a while to get where we thought they'd be, but suddenly this team is firing on all cylinders. What's been the big difference from your perspective?
I think, you know, initially it was the starting pitching that kind of got them, you know, evened out, and then the offense kind of, you know, we've always seen it there, but it's sort of picked up in tune and in line with starting pitching. And, you know, when some of those starting pitching injuries cropped up with Price and Eovaldi, the offense kind of kept carrying them along the way. So I think it's really just been a combination of the two, and the fact that they kind of have been able to click. You know, in the beginning of the season, if it was one thing, it wasn't the other, and they were kind of disjointed, and now it seems like they're getting both. And so I think that obviously, you know, is obviously the key for success. You know, they've really been able to score a lot of runs, taking pressure off the starters and even the bullpen. So I think that's been a huge key for them.
Well, what's been nice too, it's been a couple of times in the last week or so when they've fallen behind early, but found a way to rally, and in at least one of those cases ended up winning the game pretty comfortably. And that's the kind of thing we saw from them last year.
Yeah, definitely. You know, I think that was sort of a thing that they pointed to too in post game, that it was sort of you know, this feels a little more familiar. I think they were all sort of surprised with how they were playing. You know, not only, you know, disappointed and frustrated, but I think they were just surprised with how sluggish they came out and how disjointed they were. And so to be able to kind of get some of these bats going and going in succession. And put up some of these big innings that you know, was a familiarity kind of to what they were able to do last year, and just sort of, you know, add to their confidence level.
Rafael Devers has been swinging a very hot bat of late, and it makes it a little bit easier to look past what's going on with his defense out there. How concerned are they with the errors that he's committing so far this season?
I know that it's a focal point for them. You know, they want to clean that up, that side of the game up. But at the same time, I think they've always pointed to just the offensive potential. And maybe, you know, on the outside, you didn't see it as consistently, but right now you're seeing it. And I think this is sort of their validation for that, and sort of sticking with him and keeping him in there. You know, there's been small improvements, or I don't even know if you want to call them improvements, but just, you know, compared to last year, you know, putting aside the errors, there's just been a little bit more consistency on the defensive side that I think that they're trying to focus on and kind of take as an everyday, you know, an everyday thing with him. He's going out there, putting in the work, and kind of, you know, taking grounders every day before games on his knees, and kind of doing backhanded plays and throws to first. So it's not like he's not putting in the effort. I think we always knew he was, you know, obviously much more stronger on the offensive side. But I think it's just going to continue to be a work in progress. He's not necessarily an excuse, but at the same time, he's only 22. So, you know, you kind of compare him to some other 22-year-olds in the league, and a lot of those guys are still in the minors. I think we've mentioned plenty of times that Darwinson Hernandez in Portland is only 22 as well. So they're the same age, and you kind of look at what, you know, Devers has done already. And just knowing the fact that he still has a lot more, a lot longer of a time to develop too.
It's nitpicking a little bit because of the way his overall game has been going, but why is it we haven't seen much in the way of stolen bases from Mookie Betts so far? Is that a product of where he is in the batting order more than anything else?
I think so, yeah. I mean, you know, last year leading off, you know, get on base and try to advance yourself. But this year, you know, hitting second, he's in a little bit more of a position with Benintendi hitting in front of him to kind of drive the runs in. So, you know, it's not necessarily probably in the forefront of his mind, but I'm sure, you know, once he continues, and I mean, in addition to that, just the way that he started the season when he kind of started pretty slow, I think he was trying to get the bat going first before kind of thinking of anything else. So, now that he's in a little bit more of a consistent, you know, or like a lot more consistent than he was in those first few weeks, I wouldn't be surprised if that starts to pick up, you know, over the next, you know, few weeks or months, just to see him running some more like we're accustomed to.
We're talking with Jen McCaffrey of The Athletic here on Downtown. Steve Pearce, World Series MVP, is really struggling. If he were 30 instead of 36, people would just say, oh, it's a slow start. He'll come around. But at 36, people start talking about age. Is that really an issue for him, or is something else going on?
Yeah, you know, I think we haven't really seen a ton to kind of figure out what's going on with him. He obviously had the injury that started, you know, was part of the reason why he started off slow. But yeah, I mean, you know, it's a difficult situation for him because he's, you know, platooning as well. But at the same time, you know, he needs to, you know, pick things up in order to, you know, find a spot in the lineup and be a guy that they can trust. And he clip was that last year, especially in the postseason in the World Series. But, you know, if he's not able to kind of turn things around sooner than later, you know, there's plenty of guys knocking on the door and guys on the, you know, the injury list that are also going to be coming back. So you kind of have to wonder, you know, what happens with his spot and, you know, what might come of it.
One of the great surprises of this young season has been the work out of the bullpen of Marcus Walden, a guy that I don't think they were expecting big things from, but he's got to be earning the trust of everybody with the way he's pitched so far.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I think he's sort of been viewed by a lot of people as sort of this year's Ryan Brazier type, you know, the guy that kind of signed the minor league deal and made a name for himself and is really kind of impressed up here. He doesn't really, you know, it's not like he's a young guy. He's 30 and he, you know, is kind of making a name for himself up here and kind of pitching in big spots and giving them length when they need it. So he's really done a lot for the bullpen, you know, especially given, you know, what we were uncertain about so many things kind of with the bullpen coming into the year. He's really been one of those key guys that they've been able to turn to.
As we get closer and closer to Memorial Day, when a lot of teams sort of take stock of where they are and some may decide early that they're not in this for the long haul, what's the biggest need that this team has going forward?
I think you can never have enough pitching. We've seen that already this year. You know, a lot of those bullpen guys have stepped up, but at the same time, it's, you know, there's guys that are always kind of coming and going, and the injuries we've talked about with, you know, Eovaldi and Price and Brian Johnson, you can never seem to have enough. You know, I don't necessarily think there's any room for any more offense, you know, on this team. So I do think that, you know, if there's somewhere they're going to add, they're probably, you know, always looking at those bullpen arms. You know, if guys are, you know, getting released from other teams or maybe even willing to trade a bigger name guy, things along those lines, I think that might be something that that they'll be kind of focusing on over the next couple months.
And with the rough start, is it proof once again what a steady hand Alex Cora is with this team? There was no sign of panic. He kept telling everybody, just relax, we'll be fine, and that certainly seems to be the case.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I think it was definitely difficult in that first, you know, 3 weeks or so, and he sort of just kept it even keel. I mean, you could tell that he was getting frustrated and you know, didn't know what the answers were necessarily, but he still nevertheless kind of, you know, stuck with that he knew the team and knew that they would eventually pull through it, and they did. And I think, you know, it kind of goes both ways. The guys knew that he trusted them, and that he did trust them kind of eased their angst a little bit and you know, maybe allowed them to relax a little bit on the field, knowing that, you know, their jobs weren't on the line or you know, things like that. So I think just the overall kind of demeanor in the clubhouse, you know, while they were frustrated and disappointed with the way they were playing, I don't think they, you know, were getting ahead of themselves, just knowing, you know, where they came from and what they did last year and how long this season really is.
Jen McCaffrey of The Athletic. Jen, always great talking with you. We appreciate you making time this afternoon. Enjoy the night off tonight, and we'll catch up with you again before too long.
All right, thanks, guys.
Jen McCaffrey talking Red Sox with us here on Downtown on a Monday afternoon. Our Boston Insiders are brought to you by the Ground Round. Happy hour pricing from 3 to 6 and specials during games. Great service and amazing food at your locally owned and operated Ground Round on the Odlin Road in Bangor.